Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron, and the Pleiadians and Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this higher vibrational energy will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Hi, this is Julie Geigel, and I'm joined here by the beautiful Susan Schuler. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. It's lovely to be here as always.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and we are here to share a beautiful energy forecast. So I'll have Susan mute herself, and we'll just jump right in. But before I do, I just wanted to invite you to join us for a couple things we have coming up here. I am teaching a Reiki class online or in person. It is Reiki 1, which is really focused on self-care, healing yourself, opening up your own personal gifts, psychic medium, intuition, all of that beautiful, beautiful stuff that's really opening up on the planet right now. And that's coming up February 16th. We only have 2 spots left. So the class has really been filling up fast. You'll receive a Reiki attunement from Metatron. So it's very, very exciting working with these masters, these spiritual beings, because they are coming in and infusing all of the work that I do with some exciting new energy. And Susan and I have an exciting class coming up March 1st. We're doing a 12-week back-to-back Lightworkers Mentorship Program. So this is also incredibly exciting because you get 2 of us, both of us, beautiful teachers. We have backgrounds as school teachers and definitely trained and professional psychic mediums. So be sure to check out our awesome Lightworkers Mentorship Program. You can go to my website at juliegeigel.com. And you can find me over on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. All right, I think we're ready. Okay, so I am channeling live, and we are recording this, so this will be posted to YouTube shortly after we're finished here today. If you'd like to watch the channeling live, so be sure to jump over to our YouTube page or my Facebook page. You can watch me there. I post it over there as well. And don't forget, we'll be on Facebook the last 20 minutes for our discussion, my favorite part, if you want to see Susan and I live. So join us on Facebook. All right, Metatron's ready. He hates when I chatter too much in the beginning. Okay. I'm just going to move my camera back a little bit here. There we go. And we're going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower frequencies. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, to join you here in this beautiful sacred space, welcoming in the Pleiadians, opening up Opening up this beautiful portal of energy. And know that as you come and join us here, whether you are listening live or coming in at a later time, you are receiving a blessed healing as you listen to these words. You are receiving an activation that allows you to see beyond the veil, that allows you a closer and stronger connection with your own spiritual team. We are specifically calling in those of you who have a deep connection with the Pleiadians, with the angelic realm, and the spiritual masters of the Akasha. So if you found yourself here today, it is no accident. We commend and honor you for listening to that voice of your soul, wanting more for you, assisting you in the fullest expression of yourself. And we are delighted to join you each week, sharing specifically a message to assist you in understanding where your energy is best served. This time that we gather together is an opportunity for you to focus your energy in a specific direction as you move week to week throughout your year. We often see many of you scattered and rambling and running like a bunny here and there without purpose or direction, gathering. But you do not know what. Our time spent each week, again, is designed to help you focus and align with your spirit, your higher self. Your energy is best spent this week trusting yourself, letting go of your limitations and fears, and allowing your dreams to manifest. The voice in your head is real. You are connected to God, the divine source energy. You have a strong connection with your spiritual team. And every day you honor this voice your intuition. It grows stronger and clearer. The universe is supporting you in trusting yourself. There is no person, no teaching, no thing outside of your present physical experience that knows better what you need than you. Look within for your answers. Align with your spiritual team. Do not work against them. What would it look like if you trusted yourself fully, if your doubts were lifted, your fears dissolved, your frustrations eliminated? What would it look like if you trusted yourself completely, standing in your power, speaking your truth, confident, calm, courageous? You are an unstoppable force. As you open to this truth and become one with this energy, your ability to co-create with God is infinite, endless, expansive. So imagine with me here today, with all of us calling in your spiritual team, feeling their love, feeling their support. What is it that you desire to do with this beautiful life that you have been given? It does not matter where you have been. It does not matter the circumstance you are currently in. You have the power and the ability, the wherewithal, to create again in every moment with every breath you take. It is a continual opportunity to assess what you have created, decide if it is that which you desire, or something that you don't desire, and at that point you can simply shift gears and start again. As we have said many times in the past, you are never a victim of your circumstances. Whatever experience you are having is always an opportunity to learn and grow. There are no accidents. Everything is divined. Breathe in to endless possibilities supported by the universe in alignment with your highest good always. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel, and you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And don't forget to join us on Facebook at 9:40 a.m. over on my personal page, Julie Miter Geigel. We'll be giving away free psychic readings over there. So stay tuned.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. We just had a lovely channeled message from Metatron. As a professional psychic medium, I'm based out of the Los Angeles area, although I do readings on Skype and on the phone all over the world. I was a high school teacher prior to doing this work full time, and as Julie mentioned, she was a teacher as well. We have a course coming up that I know Julie mentioned. And it's something that if you're interested in doing, I would definitely go check out the website. I'm just going to give that to you now. It's js31.eventbrite.com. And also, Julie did not mention, at least I don't remember her mentioning, we are accepting calls in today for a mini free psychic reading. So if you would like to call in and we haven't spoken to you in the last 6 months, please feel free. The phone number for that is 202-570-7057. As I mentioned, being a psychic medium in the Los Angeles area, I do demonstrations, I do one-on-one events, and I also do small group parties. Any of the information for this can be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. So I am going to switch off my camera right now and ask Jacob to come forward to see what he has to say about today's topic. So bear with me while I take a nice deep breath in. Good day, bright, beautiful souls. We are so pleased to be with you today, so we can speak with you about having adventures and the importance of incorporating play into your life at all times. Most of you are so serious with your lives. You scowl from one activity to the next. Everything is made difficult or serious. But this life should be anything but too serious. We remind you, this life that you are leading is that you are simply an actor taking place in a play. This is not real. Nothing of what you see here at all is real. So why be so serious about every little thing, like it's life or death? We assure you it's not. Each day you awake with unlimited possibilities and ways to approach your lives. The more that you are able to view this life at this time as a grand adventure, a fun experiment, and a light-hearted joyride, the better off you will be. All of this serious living brings your vibrations dragging to the floor, and that helps no one. Today is the day you begin to learn to think big. Dream big. Imagine all the crazy and fun things you can do with your life. Like we said, none of this is real. So why not really take some chances? Dream big and learn to approach this time on planet Earth as that outrageous grand adventure. Stop believing the world will stop or fall apart if you allow yourself to go. To create, to dream, to be brave and bold, to see things from a seemingly outrageous angle. What would you most like to do if the sky was the limit? Or better yet, there was no limit. Because in reality, there isn't a limit. But there have been limits, far too many, that you have placed on yourself. Most of you have been serious for so long, even just allowing your imagination to step forward can seem like a challenge. What brought you joy as a child still often brings you that same exhilaration as an adult.
Think about those two words, adult, child. The word adult has a much heavier and slower vibration, whereas the word child seems fast, furious, and playful. Be that child. We tell you once again, regardless how life feels, none of it is real. But how can you imagine and dream big when you are always so busy, frantically attempting to mark off all the things on your to-do lists? You tell yourself you are simply being a practical person, but there is nothing practical about having your life force slowly sucked away. Today is the day to focus on some new adventures. Make new adventures, and it will be easy to do once you start to realize that all you do in this life can be an adventure. Remember how you were as a child and how everything incorporated your use of imagination. Our channeler Susan used to enjoy sitting on the couch upside down and imagining that she was walking on the ceiling and living in an upside down world. Much like how Susan would create this, every single one of you have the innate ability to create things, to see the world in a new way, and to promote playfulness. Throw your practicality out of the window for a while. Dream those impossible dreams. Start with simpler things, perhaps a dream vacation. Visualize what your dream career might look like, your dream body, your dream house, dream mate, your dream life. Sometimes the very act of seeing a version of what you wish to have can add such power to a situation. So truly dare to dream and imagine the life you wish to have. Be brave. Be bold. Be that powerful being that you are. Let your soul step to the forefront and lead the way over your frightened little ego and human condition. The ego loves to fill your head with all the many reasons just exactly why living your dreams is impossible. It will tell you that you have responsibilities, that you need to make money, that only a lucky or a special person gets to live their dreams, that it is something people who are not practical aspire to do, but that you are logical and down to earth, and you need to keep your focus on things that are only secure or guaranteed. But we remind you, nothing is ever guaranteed. And you have seen that life can dramatically alter one moment to the next. Nothing is certain. Your job could end tomorrow. Your loved one could die. Your partner could leave. Nothing in this life you lead has any true stability. So why not allow yourself to be less practical and to dream more often? And much like When children do activities, they strive to make things fun. So focus on fun. What in your life is fun, makes you smile, or brings you joy? You need to place a greater focus on those things that make you feel alive, not those things that make you so bored you could do them sleepwalking. And let's be frank, a majority go through your lives sleepwalking from one non-activity to another. Find what it is that brings you joy and do that often. We see how you constantly get in your own way, allowing that ego to sneak forward, asking, how could you possibly do that or make that work? So we ask you to stop overthinking about all the particulars and just place your focus on the dreams you have. See these things. Feel these things. The simple act of doing this will send the message out to the universe, telling the world, this is what you want. Stop believing you need to know how you are going to make it happen. When you are aligned properly with the universal life force, the right people, opportunities, and experiences will begin to present themselves, thereby helping to make your dreams come true. Being adventurous and playful with these dreams also allow for bigger things and even new directions that might be better than your originally focus or plan. The universe knows what you need if you surrender to the process and allow it to unfold naturally. You are always taken care of because you already have everything that you need. Trust in the process. Trust in yourself. Trust that your soul knows the proper direction to take, and then allow it to lead the way. You are so much more powerful than you realize, and we see as you continue to give this power away time and time again. Keep the focus on that which brings you bliss. Embrace your joy, not your preconceived commitments. You are the only block in your life right now, regardless of the stories you like to tell yourself. You are no victims. Think of all the time you have wasted doubting yourself and your innate special abilities. You can jump into your life today, play, dance, sing. Be that beautiful dreamer who is dying to step forward and live the life others can only imagine. We see the real you, the you without the limitations that you so love to place on yourself. Be that spectacular person, that divine creation. Allow yourself to create that version of yourself that you most want to become. Allow it to unfold naturally, organically, playfully. Be open to any of the changes that it may morph into along the way. Do it starting today. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Coming up next, Julie and I will be discussing today's channel as we go live on Facebook. We thank you for listening today.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Transchannel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day. Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Julie, is your volume turned up on Om Times?
Very excited. Let's see. Can you hear me okay? Oh, there we go. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. And we're going live on Facebook as we speak. Awesome. Here we are. If you're joining us on Facebook right now, we would love it if you would say hello. Go ahead and type in your first name, what state you're from, and how's your weather? I'm in Wisconsin, and we just got like, it feels like a foot of snow. We got six and then three more when I woke up in the morning. It's this beautiful winter wonderland. I actually posted a video on my page if you want to take a peek at that. But yeah, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Susan, how's California today?
I feel like that movie L.A. Story where I could easily, on a day-to-day basis, throw something up that says 72 and sunny, 72 and sunny, because it really doesn't ever change much. We haven't had any rain. I mean, it's just been crazy.
You are so lucky. I mean, that's, yeah, I wish we could say 72 and sunny.
Well, no, it's like I said to you last week when I was watching the sunset and I sent you a picture. I'm like, girl, we got to figure out a way for you to come out in January or February.
Okay, I would love that. I mean, I'm going to totally take you up on that. Oh, my gosh, that would be awesome. Well, you're listening to Angel Talk Tuesday right now. We are live on Om Times Radio, and we are live on Facebook, and we have come to you to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human, because honestly, we know it can be crazy some days. So every week we're going to come here on Facebook Live, to share with you the highlights of the channeled messages that just came through with Metatron and Jacob. So we've got some great information. If you're just stopping by, make sure you say hello in the newsfeed. We've got Dawn. Good morning, Dawn, and Carrie, and Walter, and Yvonne, and Lisa. Wow. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, so Susan, we're going to have you start us off with messages from Metatron. Where is your energy best spent this week? This is our energy forecast for January 22nd through the 28th.
Thanks, Julie. You know, I find it's interesting is when the way that he'll start off sometimes, and he was talking about that it's no accident that everybody who's listening to this today is actually listening to this. To me, it's like if you do allow yourself to be led in the way that you're supposed to, you know, they always say, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's exactly the way that it happens. So if you are listening to our voices today, you're supposed to be, you know, and it just kind of go with that. It's like you learn, and that's what he was talking about. You learn to listen to the voice in your head because it is the divine source speaking through your inner voice. And once we learn to kind of navigate that, things can really alter in our life. So I think that was brilliant that he was talking about that. And then he got into saying about letting go of our fears so we can then manifest our dreams. And if you think about it, that's probably like the biggest obstacle that we have when it goes to stepping forward and doing the things that we really dream in life, is we have that, which of course is the ego, but we have that like negging, like you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't, you know, and it's like you really have to kind of back off and just say, watch me, you know, and just go for it.
Yeah, well, we're constantly judging ourselves, and it really interferes and blocks what our full potential, reaching our full potential.
Yeah, absolutely. So he was talking about honoring the voice, but aligning ourselves to our team. So, I mean, just by the fact that he was saying that to me, if you've not taken the time to connect yourself in some manner, shape, way, or form to who your spiritual counsel is, we can't speak highly enough about that. You don't need to know that Bob does this and Fred does that and Gertrude. You don't need to. Sometimes it's just okay to say these are my helpers. So it's very important you can do that. I would highly suggest doing it through a meditative form. You can just sit quietly and ask the counsel to step forward. Super easy to do. So that's important.
Yeah,
go ahead, Julie. I'm sorry.
I do want to mention too that, you know, again, we probably say this every single show. We've been on air for over 5 years, specifically with Om Times for 2 years, and we're in a new earth energy. The veil is getting thinner. So what that means is that we have all these spiritual beings. We've got angels, we've got guides, we've got spiritual masters and teachers. We have our loved ones over there on the other side. And all of these helpers, as Susan said, are there. They're wanting to help you. They're wanting to assist you. So they oftentimes, you know, when you're down and out, when you're wanting to create something new in your life, they oftentimes will come in and give you signs that, okay, yes, this is good. This is in your highest good. Go for it. Do that path. Or no, you're off track. This is going to be a mess. There's an easier way to do this. So the energy, understanding how energy feels and how this spiritual council, this spiritual team that is with you 24/7 is really trying to help you navigate will make your life so much easier.
And it's funny, too, when you talk about the symbols and signs and things like that. I think it also shows that very oftentimes you can tell your spiritual counsel has like a funny sense of humor. Because sometimes you'll ask for things and they'll just do it in these comical ways. And you're like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. Because you don't expect the spirit world. You know, we kind of have this lofty idea about, you know, they're all knowing, they're all this. And it's just not. I mean, so when you're talking about the people who have crossed over in spirit that are with you, your parents and things like that, they'll still use their sense of humor if they had a sense of humor in life.
Most definitely. And, you know, the number one thing I teach people is that discernment. You know, when it that vibration feels good, when it's loving, when it's warm, when it's supportive, that's your spiritual team. They will never force you or demand or be angry or upset or irritated. The spiritual realm is always working in your time. So they meet you where you're at. They're never pushy or forceful. So that's a really important thing to know. But yes, if you've just come and joined us here on Facebook Live, this is Julie Geigel with the lovely Susan Schuler, and we are sharing your weekly energy forecast. Where is your energy best spent this week of January 22nd through the 28th? And we're just sharing the highlights of our channeled messages today. Metatron's was to listen to that inner voice and trust yourself, because there is guidance from beyond. God speaks to you all the time, and God comes with this beautiful team to help you. So open up and receive these beautiful messages and trust yourself. So if you've just popped in, go ahead and put your name and where you're from. In our newsfeed, we've got Carrie says, hi, Susan. Welcome, Rebecca and Sue from class. And then hi, Carrie said, my mom, who just crossed over, has a hysterical sense of humor. We love that. That's awesome. We're going to shift over to Jacob. Jacob had some messages today as well. And I loved Jacob. I'm just going to refer to some of my notes that I took here. Each day you awake with unlimited possibilities, a grand adventure, a fun experiment, lighthearted joyride. I love that. And Jacob really talked a lot about being too serious. And I know I could totally relate to this because that's me. I've got my agenda and I'm like zoom, zoom, zoom. But Jacob talked about your energy this week really is about playing, being adventuresome, taking off the limits to your imagination, and knowing that, you know, whatever you can dream, dream your biggest dream, whatever you can dream, you really can create that in your life, that the possibilities are infinite and endless. Any thoughts there, Susan?
I love that. The idea, just like I can create anything I want in any way that I want, and I can, if it didn't work, I could, and I think Metatron even said that, like, if it doesn't work, you can tweak it at any time. You know, it's like, I had totally planned on going this trajectory, and it's like, and you kind of just, and then it always works out. And the beautiful part is, you know, it was supposed to work out because certain synchronicities sort of fall into place and you meet these like amazing people. It just is like, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's just, yeah. It feels right because certain things happen.
Exactly. And I know we talked a lot about sometimes when we don't know exactly how we're going to make that happen, that can block us. That can completely stop you up. For the longest time when I was teaching, and I knew that wasn't where I was meant to be for the rest of my life, but I wasn't sure what was next or how to make that happen. So then I figured out what I wanted to do next, but then I wasn't sure how I could make that happen. And that blocked me for a long time, several years. And finally, I just really got that strong message that it's time. It's time to take that leap of faith and jump and trust that the universe will support you. Now, certainly, I'm all about creating the bridge because you don't want to jump from one place to no place. But yeah, creating that bridge to make big changes. And that's what 2018 really is about. I'm seeing big changes for everybody, for our country as a whole, for the planet as a collective, but also for you in your personal life. This year really is about truth, honor, and integrity. And just a couple other messages. I loved Jacob also talked about being a child. And a lot of times, if you feel disconnected from your joy or feeling like you're too serious in your life, the first place to reconnect with your joy is through your childhood. So think about what made your heart sing when you were growing up. And I always say that most of the people, it's around the age of 10, I would have to say, because I used to be a sixth grade teacher, and 10 seemed to be the year where you began to develop interests and hobbies and passions and things that you were really good at. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
That's interesting. I never really thought about that, but it is about that age. Yeah, because otherwise it's like you see kids will kind of do whatever their parents sort of lead them into doing, but they get to a point where they're like, no, I don't want to go to the soccer classes. No, I don't want to go to the dance lessons. But then if they really have a love for it, I know, like I was joking about it. I didn't meditate before today. Instead, I kind of had a dance session. And I was listening to Sweet Caroline. I was like, I feel like I should be roller skating because that was that was what I did. And it was about 9 or 10 when I really developed the love for that. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And if you're just joining us now, we'd like it if you'd show us some love by hitting that like button. Or if this resonates with you, you'd like to share it on your page and your news feed. We'd really appreciate that to spread our message far and wide. We are doing these weekly energy forecasts now every week here on my Facebook page, Julie Miter Geigel. And then we'll be sharing that out all across the different platforms here on Facebook, YouTube. We're over on Om Times. Thanks so much for your support. Don't forget to stop by and say hi in our news feed. Go ahead and throw out some emojis. I'm a big fan of emojis. I love the penguin one is my favorite one. I love that one. And there's an owl. He is so cute. He's just adorable. I know my children get so mad at me because when we're texting back and forth, I cannot send a text without an emoji. I am sorry, but that is just who I am. And my son, he's like, would you stop with those emojis, Mom? But it just makes everything so much more fun. And here, that's what we're talking about this week, fun and adventure. Thanks for stopping by and saying hi. Go ahead and throw your name in our newsfeed, where you're from, what your weather is like in your state. And throw us that emoji here. Jacob also talked about how the adult, even just the word adult, has a heavy vibration. I loved it. It's so true. Because when you look at that, you know, the word child has a softer, lighter vibration. So spend some time today, spend some time this week reconnecting with your inner child. What are your dreams? What are your passions? What are your interests and hobbies? We are about ready here to give away a free psychic reading. Last week, we actually had time to do two. So if you are in our news feed, we're going to go ahead and check to see if anybody's dialed in. On our Om Times channel, we are at 1-202-570-7057. You can dial in and talk to us live over on Om Times Radio. Otherwise, go ahead and post your psychic question that you might have in our news feed. So Susan and I are international psychic mediums. We are awesome. We freaking rock it. And Susan's in California, I'm in Wisconsin, and we are the teacher duo, teacher turned psychic duo. And we're here today sharing energy forecasts for the week with you, and we're giving away a free psychic reading. We've got Margaret. She says, love this. Thanks, Margaret. Hey, Margaret, if you have a psychic question, go ahead and post that in our news feed. And we will get to as many as we can. We only have 3 minutes, well, probably 2 minutes left here. So, again, if you have a psychic question this week, I work with cards. I've got the healing deck, the romance deck, the angel deck, numerology deck. I've got the color deck, the life purpose deck, the fairy deck, and the archangel deck. So if you have a card deck, you'd like me to pull a card, I can absolutely do that. All right, Susan, we've got Jesse Reese. Anything from my mom? Love those dragonflies. Ooh, I'm going to have to start using those.
what was his
all
mother?
Right, Susan, I'm going to have to.
Is Jesse a female or a man? Do we know?
Anything from my mom? Jesse with an I, so I would say female.
Female. Can she type mom's name?
Jesse, if you can pop mom's name up there quick. We'd love to tune into mom to see if there's any specific messages coming in from mom right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I just feel like a real nurturing woman, which I know sounds terribly vague to say for a mother, but I feel like she's specifically talking about Jesse and trust and Jesse trusting self. right now because I feel like there's...
Kathy is her first name.
Oh, Kathy is. Okay. I thought you said Jessie.
Jessie is the girl. Kathy is the mom.
Okay,
mom
Kathy. Okay.
Is Kathy.
Okay. Sorry, I was confused. But I feel like the specific message that she just wants Jessie to know that she needs to trust herself better than she has been. And I hope that makes sense to her.
Yeah. And the card that comes up for you here in this situation, Jessie, is the meditation card. So I'm also seeing that your mom is trying to communicate with you during your meditation time. So if you don't have a regular practice, get one. And then during your regular practice, tune in and open up to receive that communication with your mom because she definitely is communicating with you. I see a very strong energy with her wanting to have this connection from beyond. And that's a beautiful thing, that our loved ones don't die. They move into a different form. They can still communicate with us, absolutely. And we also have Margaret needing increased energy for what is coming. Anything from Carl?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking, and I can hear our music cutting us off.
Yeah, our music, we're on Om Times Radio, and our music has come on to indicate we're done. It's time to go. Thank you, everyone, so much for showing up. We're here every week live on Facebook, so be sure to join us next week at 9:40 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are live on Om Times Radio at 9 o'clock for a full hour. You can listen to us channel live. Thanks so much for your love and support today. Have a beautiful, blessed week.
Bye, everybody.